Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Mailbag.
You don't want to dive right into that. It's not strong enough.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Adrian.
I can't believe this is the guy who ponies is his heir apparent.
Wow, that's exactly like the thing.
Are you?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Mike. That's pretty close.
Are you
Mike.
Prepared?
Yes, Mike. Go ahead.
Are you prepared to? And by the way, Pony. If he screws up, it's on your ass.
Yeah.
Because you've delegated to him this, and I'm terrified.
Yeah.
I'm terrified.
We're all terrified.
Oscar, are you backing me up on that one?
Yeah, we're all, we sat here and I said, no one leaves until everybody has WhatsApp on their phone. I don't care if you're in Japan.
Right.
Or Tokyo right. or anywhere.
The international texting app. And we've yes. all got it.
I was like, and hey, I want to see a group message started today.
Right.
Yes. Are you prepared to take over Pony's duties while he is in Japan?
Yes. And if for some unfortunate reason Pony does not make it back, I will be ready to take over the full position.
I love that attitude.
Yes.
I absolutely love that attitude. Yeah. That makes me happy. Yes.
I have like seven pages of notes. I'm nervous. I'm excited. I'm nervous.
I have seven notes of pages.
Can I just read his notes?
Yes, please.
I have not seen this. All right.
Hey, is his penmanship?
It's actually really good.
It's a spiral binder. I would say, what is it like? Maybe an 8x10.
Someday the cameras will be allow me to see
the details. About the size, the idea that this kid right. is using this, that he can lose it any moment.
What are right. you talking
any
about?
Any moment. A spiral
But he has notes.
Yes, he does.
I'm
going to take pictures of this because he's going to come in without it and be like, guys, bad news. I lost my notes.
Randomly select a note. And read it.
Pony, are you confident in Adrian taking over this task?
So far, he's doing pretty well. I see he got the multi-track recording.
That's filling me with confidence.
So far, so good, Mike.
Okay.
Today is his skills test, so we'll see for sure if he's able to handle all of the
tests. Let me rephrase what Pony is trying to say. As of now, A+. No errors.
He has not failed yet.
Exactly.
Is there backup for Adrian?
It's me.
It's always you.
Why isn't it your brother at all?
Well, we didn't want to scare him.
No.
You didn't want to scare Rob?
With technology.
I guess I would be the second tier backup in case something, God forbid, happened to Oscar. I am running backup recordings in case he screws up the recording. And I can post to the internet. I have that skill. So
okay, good for you. Now, I like that, Rob. I like that you're stepping up and saying that. That's
and, you know,
good.
I know
that's
that good. Oscar likes to think that I am, limited in all scope and manner. However, yes. you know, I do run my own website. I do post my own radio
there
show
it,
to the internet.
There it is. There it is. I like that. I'm giving
have you
applause.
Seen his website? It's hack. It's from like the 1980s.
Okay, but does it work?
I mean,
yes. The answer is yes, jackass. So shut up.
I wouldn't know because when I first went there,
I
said,
this is the worst website ever. This is the Rob I want all the time.
It's not. We're not talking about the website. We're talking about the ability to upload to a website that exists.
Somebody built that
site
for him.
And you know what's funny?
Him.
The website was here and working at 8:30 this morning.
And
guess who wasn't? Him. Yeah. Him.
This is good.
Him.
Hey, he's laughing you today.
I was here till 8 p.m. last night.
And God knows everyone's going to hear about it because you tell everybody I'm Oscar and I was here doing things. You think I wasn't working on the show yesterday? Think the mailbag just happens?
You were done by 5:30.
I doubt that very much.
Rob, way to go.
Yeah,
finally. Way to go. I'm psyched.
I'm super psyched.
8 years later, what? You're going to show up?
I'm super psyched. All right. Thank you. You know, with that said, I've
Jesus Christ, you know, Oscar, not today, okay?
What is what is this?
Oh, have a bad day? Come on.
He had a bad day yesterday. He had a bad day yesterday.
So truly
he doesn't
did.
Want to talk about it. He did. I talked to him about it, but he's okay today. He's okay today. He's okay today. And we're going to, hey, Rob, Mike, later in the Mike. Show, you and I are going to talk about, don't mock me, boy.
Yes.
Don't
mock me, no, boy. No, I'm not. Don't I just responded to you.
Did you say Mike? Did you give me two mics?
No, no. You said mics. Rob. I said Mike. Mike I'm choice. Trying to exclude Maybe what's
it,
his name.
It was a glitch. I have to say this. Later in the show, this will make you happy. All right, okay. Calm down. Take a deep breath. We will be discussing corned beef.
You see, why can't he do that?
Because that's not his job.
Why can't he say,
yet.
You know what?
I understand.
Yeah, yet.
Right, right. We,
you look, know what would be fun? Let's go through your Facebook feed and make a flip book. You're like watching Thinner in reverse.
He's so true. I need that fat shaving. I need it.
You were so skinny in that picture with Drunk Todd.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I look like Oscar's little brother. I said, why is he drinking with his nephew?
Slender Todd.
Yeah, Slender Todd.
You know what? Let's... You know, slender, wide-eyed Todd. Let's do this. It's okay. Time for the mailbag because it's not about us.
No,
and,
no.
You. Everything under control at the Mike O'Mara Show. We're ready to go.
Yes.
Pony leaves for Japan tomorrow. Yes. Pony, have a magnificent trip. If I don't tell that to you, say that to you.
Thank you,
have
Mike.
Well, let me start again. Pony, if I don't get a chance to tell you, have a magnificent trip to Japan, and I look forward to all the stories when you come back.
Thank you very much, Mike. I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And now, what are you pointing at us? Me?
Yeah, because your Skype is glitched. I think we're okay, but we're going to fix it.
Yeah, so you can keep doing the show.
Can we start the?
Yeah, it's not about us, Mike.
Not about us. Let's get right to it.
It's all about you.
You. Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of that morning. Weird. Maybe it's the weather.
It's all about you.
Snow.
It's all about you.
Rain.
All the time. Always things that I do.
We got to get to that in the body of the show,
Oscar.
Too. But I want to get this. I want to get this out of the way. Can you see me?
Yeah, I see you. Yeah, you're looking good.
Exciting. Carrie Laughlin and Neil Cedar have the same birthday. It's this Saturday. Same day. That's fucking bananas.
That's funny.
Jennifer Neff had a birthday yesterday. Neff. Onto the letters.
Please.
That's good. That's it, folks. Hey, complainers, whiners, people that give me a hard time, it's onto the letters
now,
right now.
Have you read ahead on the mailbag? Because you keep saying that it's no good. This is a good one today.
Way to go. I like that. You know what? I like turmoil
assertive
in your life.
Rob.
You come in like a ball of fire. I'm
yeah.
sorry. You know, it's all about how the show ends up. Men, I have been a listener for 25 years. During that time, I have come to dread vacations. I used to have problems on vacations too. What I mean is that when I am on vacation, I have in the back of my mind that I won't have a job when I get back. That's not good.
Mm-mm.
I think it stems from worrying about what's going to happen to TMOS when you guys take a vacation break. Do you guys ever worry about when you take a break from the show? Let me see. Do you guys ever worry about that when you take a break from the show? And was that a consideration in the old radio days? Rob Morey. No, it was not. I will tell you what I remember from the old days. I had a guaranteed contract, so it wasn't anything where
when you take a month off of the year and you're guaranteed.
It was only 9 weeks.
A month?
Yeah.
You're shortchanging
six weeks?
Us there, pal.
Eight weeks. Maybe it just meant the Christmas break.
We did 9 weeks 1 year. It was fun.
It was.
It was
the calendar worked in his favor.
I had the opposite deal. Nothing was ever guaranteed.
Right.
So you're always worried about getting fired.
I just remember there was always tension around the vacation. And then I realized when we took so much vacation, there was just tension around everything.
I remember.
That's the way that goes.
I always thought we'd come back to a job, but I always look forward to a certain phone call, usually the Sunday night before we returned.
Yes. Yeah. And but it was always nice to have that many weeks because it was a chance to get away from him, the radio station. Hi, guys. I was checking out the bonus show archives,
nice.
And I'm wondering if Oscar ever figured out how to pronounce Sistine Chapel.
Oh, that's probably correct. I don't think I have.
Well, I believe, as I recall, in a bonus show,
you don't tell me how you did it, how I said it. I just want to say it.
Okay, where
right, so
did
what
Michelangelo?
What did he paint?
He painted
the ceiling of the
Damn it! Sistine Chapel.
There
Sistine.
It is.
Sistine.
I think what Sistine. Happened also, he kept saying 16.
16.
Mm-hmm. Sweet 16. 16
like chapel. The Sweet yeah. 16 Chapel.
That can happen
my
when
sweet,
you're...
My Sweet 16 Chapel.
When you're self-taught with English.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. And that was Tommy who sent 16. That. So if you want to say
my
hi to
Tommy. My tongue gets in the way. Hi, Tommy.
Tommy wanted to know how you pronounce Hola. The Sistine Chapel.
Sistine. Oh, my God.
Dear sirs, even though I didn't grow up in the D.C. area, your show has helped me appreciate the storied radio DJ heritage in that market. Whether it's the Grease Man, Donnie Simpson, or my personal fave, Charlie Warren. I'm usually in the know. However, every so often you mention DJ Batman. I seem to remember a call and response, "We love you, DJ Batman," followed by,
"All right."
Should I wait till the end of the letter to explain?
Yeah, just finish the letter out. Yeah.
First, please confirm that I'm not hallucinating and that this is an actual thing. Second, can you enlighten me on the background of this individual? Was DJ Batman a real person? Was he a mild-mannered billionaire by day and a flame-throwing DJ by night? To quote Senator Kevin Keeley, I don't understand. Thanks, Daniel Tichy. There was a disc jockey. And he was not necessarily a radio
More
DJ.
More of a club jock, right?
He was a club jock, and I was a club jock early in my career. The difference between my career path and DJ Batman's, I could have been DJ Batman if I had not gotten lucky enough
right.
to score a very nice radio job. And the fact is, not all club jocks now, certainly it's gone in reverse. These days, high flame-throwing club jocks like in Las Vegas
right.
Make millions of dollars a year, whereas radio people make nothing because that's just the way radio is a dying industry. And so it's very frustrating to see the what's happened to these wonderfully talented people that are working for these companies that can't seem to figure it out.
Right.
And I don't get it either. I think I
but
still
DJ
love radio.
Batman was, if I'm correct, he... His fame came from families going to the Eastern Shore and seeing him on cable access.
Going to Ocean City.
Yeah.
He would bounce from club to club.
Yes.
But he was always on that channel, the tourism channel.
Well, but hold on. Before he got on that channel, he was well known for doing, I don't know Ocean City, so I can't tell you the Toadies
the
or Froggies or the Beach
the
Brew House
turtle.
Or whatever.
Cork and Barrel was one, I believe, yeah.
DJ Batman would DJ at different places every night because
he was known
popular.
Before he got on that cable access?
He was known as, tonight, come in tonight because Saturday night we're going to have the wet T-shirt contest. We're going to have the Bahama Breeze Shooters, and we're going to have DJ Batman with his bandana and sunglasses inside. That is going to be, and he will be. So then,
local celebrity.
We started doing appearances down at the Ocean, down at Ocean City Way.
Secrets.
By the way, home of 97.1 The Wave.
Secrets.
And so we, on the Don and Mike Show, started going down to Ocean City, and then we saw this guy. We'd heard about him, and Don knew him because Don was down in Ocean City.
Yeah, had a place there, yeah.
But he was on cable access. And so let me describe him to you, okay? He was the type of DJ, a lot of people that get into this business to start with are so incredibly insecure that they cover their face as much as possible. He was the classic, I don't want anyone to see my face DJ. He had the full beard. He had sunglasses that were massive covering his face, and he had the bandana. And his voice was the voice, you only get this voice if you have partied for at least 45 years.
Straight.
Nonstop.
Wintertime too.
Right. And he would come on and he would say, he's doing the information channel for Nightlife.
You got to go down to the Slippery Banana on Friday night because they're going to have this fantastic. Let me tell you.
And then there was a commercial, I think, for another restaurant that he appeared at. And these two women old enough to be his baby daughters were in bikinis next to him. And they would go, "We love you, Batman." And he looks in the camera and goes, "All right." And it was so sordid and sleazy and we loved it.
Yeah.
Because it was just so sleazy. And so that's
But he's a real guy.
Yeah, and I have no idea about his backstory. I have no idea what he's really like, but I know what it came across, and just the bandana, and, you know, it's the kind of guy.
I like that the guy in the letter has drawn a parallel between him and DC Comics Batman, so I'd like to theorize this, that when DJ Batman was little, his parents were killed, and he vowed to avenge their death by playing great music.
No, this is a guy that,
get
like,
him back.
We, by the way, we get this down here in Fort Myers Beach when I trek down to the beach area. Beaches, by their very nature, are no pest strips for a type. And that you know these types, the people that live at the beach, the people that, you know, basically scrounge together a living and they live there.
Mike, Pony, we call them the ELP, the easy living people.
You go down to Virginia Beach, you know the type of people I'm talking about.
Yeah,
the people
my mom lives down there.
But she's not one of them.
No.
No, she works in the area. And I'm talking about the people that, I mean, live
The
beach.
I know exactly what you mean.
And they have tans. And what you get is you get the 68-year-old man that wears the tank top. Which is about the most
like
ridiculous
a leather purse.
Thing.
Yeah. Their skin is so bad. Exactly.
But do they have it right or do we have it wrong?
It depends.
Because we're just running around trying to keep up.
Well, can I tell you, in my advanced age, I will tell you a few things here. The important things are tu familia. You know, that's it. Like my little guy and all that. You look at some of these people. Oscar, you remember that night we came about midnight out of that bar down in Key West?
Yes.
Remember those lads?
Yes.
Anywhere from like 21 all the way to 71 were all shirtless and all sitting on the curb, reaching their hands out, going,
I think there's a big difference between the homeless and those who don't necessarily need a permanent home.
Yeah.
Just bounce around.
And by the way, I think some of these people that live down at the beach are gainfully employed, have homes.
Yeah.
But there is a type, and Pony identified the leathery skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Many of them live in a lean-to.
The skin.
Now, with that said, you could probably find out that DJ Batman's a grandfather and has a family and does all that. And that, hey, he's just making his living, and he's still down there.
I bet you we're going to find out soon enough. Right.
When he comes home and takes off that bandana. And greets those kids.
It all goes along with the same kind of like beach DJ thing, which was Hitman McKay. He was the DJ that worked down there, right?
Yeah.
The Hitman.
Hey, man. BBW.
Yeah. Bad Billy Warner.
Another great beach DJ.
It all had that outlaw criminal. You know,
well,
and I'm a DJ. By the way, I love that. I love that. Growing up, I was on speedboats in Annapolis. Okay,
right.
I had the sunglasses were my life. I loved the mullet. I did it. I wore jean jackets, and then I got older. When I was not wanting it to go away, I bought jean jackets and leather vests and got on Harleys, and they're all down here too. And I only half an hour ago I outgrew that. So I'm as guilty. But you outgrow it,
yes.
I think.
But Mike,
yes.
You always had rent or a mortgage, and God bless you.
Thank you very much.
God bless
moving
you.
Right along. We love you, Batman.
All right.
Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, Matt Pony, and varied and sundry interns, I have a few issues I just have to get off my chest. First, Pony, congratulations on the smoking cessation. Keep it up. I always applaud that because I am.
Thank you.
That is one of the best things of 2018 as far as I am concerned. Second, I don't think Mike's use of the fact is really that much of a crutch. He only seems to use it when he is emphasizing a point that is based on a fact. And I do that a lot, though. I do that a lot, Damone.
Yeah, Damone.
And they say that a lot. Little anyway, third... Fast Times at Ridgemont High. If you haven't seen it, tough. Third, how have you guys not realized the opportunity to you have with Adrian and Dr. Groh's podcast Weed Show? Hello, new feature, Oscar's Toke.
Oscar's Toke.
Oscar's
this
Toke.
This is a plant.
So to speak.
Finally, please just tell us male listeners with our fragile male egos that the celebrity, your new intern, Andrea. Why does he have a girl's name?
I can't even tell you. The problems are multifold. Right.
Andrea, most resembles. Is it Dom DeLuise? Thanks for all the laughs. Best regards, Ron Santos. I think he looks a little like Mark Anthony.
Yeah,
oh, I'll give him that.
I think that's who he looks like.
I thought he was more like a, oh, God.
A little more ethnic than Mark Anthony, right? A little more ethnic
Well, he's a mix between Venezuelan and Italian, so he's not 100% Italian.
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe that's why he got the Latin side.
Maybe that's why his accent leans a little towards Dracula.
Well, he also he walked. This is why the guy's.
He's all. I hate to bust your lady, bubble, ladies. He's all attitude. He ain't that good looking. Anyway, best regards, Ron Santos.
Mike!
You know. Well, I'm not that good looking. I mean, you know, nobody in the room is good looking. It's not like he looks like some of the male models.
Why
they put
would you
up
ruin
on,
this
on
for the ladies that are
because
listening?
Because I like honesty.
Yeah.
Kramer. And I'm not sure why Ron Santos, named after your dog, wrote that.
I didn't write that.
No, you didn't?
That's
not like your plant name.
That's somebody from the pot show writing in.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Boy, we're running late again.
Yeah.
Shocker. It's Tuesday. Hi, guys. I want to thank you for the laughs every day, but especially for last Thursday. I had spent every day the last 5 weeks going to the critical care unit of the hospital for my boyfriend's sister. That sucks. Who subsequently passed on March 11th after a desperate fight for her life. That's just horrible. Last week was rough, and I was particularly down on Thursday. But as always, you guys took me out of my funk, even if it was just for an hour. Little Michael's March Madness picks were the best. I laughed out loud and even did a fist pump when he chose Gonzaga to win. You guys have seen me through a nasty divorce, teenager challenges. What are teenager challenges?
I would think it would be if you have trouble with a young lad, maybe say 15 years old.
Job challenges in the media and so many more crappy times. Thank you so much. Keep bringing the funny. Love, Kaylee. God bless you,
Sweet
Kaylee.
Letter.
I hope things get better for you. I was on a flight to LAX last week. This is another letter. The flight attendant handed out a packaged treat to every passenger. I opened the wrapper and took a bite. It was two crunchy wafers with caramel in between. I looked at the package. Stroop waffle!
Yay, Stroop waffle! SW!
I knew Stroop waffle! Oh, hey, here's an airline that needs some good PR. It's the official in-flight snack for United Airlines.
Hey!
Wow, so you can have a Stroop waffle while your puppy's dying up in the overhead bin.
Yeah, please check that dog. Yeah.
I love traveling with my wife. She does not eat gluten, so I get to keep her Stroop waffle for later.
Ah.
By the way, Mike, I love hearing about your golf rounds. For us that play, I find the similarities between your golf group and mine hilarious. Our member guest tournament is at the end of May. If you want to come to Napa, California, I'll take you as my guest.
Oh,
cheers.
That's nice.
Peter Vernasco. I have to tell you something, Peter. This is the truth. I have fantasized about if I didn't have responsibilities to this show and to my wife and son.
Now, family.
You can go.
I could see my summers being spent going from city to city participating
we'll
in these fantastic events.
Go to this one event.
Do it.
Shake it up, man.
There'll be a little vetting done if that is to. Napa's beautiful, but I've got to.
Afraid you're going to show up, it's going to look like Goose Creek.
I'm going to be a busy beaver this
sure.
summer. Lots
you say
going on
that
because,
every summer.
Because,
it's
well,
the same thing.
I'm ambulatory, and so there'll be things to do. You know, fishes
what?
To catch. Shut up, Oscar. Moving right along.
Go
guys,
see the man. He wants you, clearly.
Do I hold in my hand the last super long letter?
Mike, this is a great letter, but it is the final letter.
The final letter in my hand right now, a long one. Guys, this letter features a verboten subject, but I hope it makes it to air. During a show last week, Rob played Duffy's song Mercy. Every time I hear that song, I laugh out loud. Let me explain. Back when the show was on terrestrial radio, Rob took his family to Disney for Little Robert's Make-A-Wish trip. This left Beth Ann McBride in charge of the music for the week. Oh, now I know why Rob went ended with this long letter.
Uh-huh.
She's great.
Beth Ann chose to open the show on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday with the same song, Mercy. On Wednesday, Mike realized this and challenged Beth Ann on her decision. Was it laziness? Did she not want to produce a new show open? Beth Ann claimed she played it every day simply because she loved the song. On Thursday, she did it again, and Mike blew up at her.
Mike, I remember calling in during the Make-A-Wish trip to the show, and
right?
The energy as the week progressed was tangible through a cell phone.
You had the same open music every day for a week?
Yeah.
And it was this. Turn it up.
So.
That is so her.
Yep.
So weird, though.
Nonetheless, it didn't stop her from playing it again on Friday, which featured a full-fledged on-air meltdown. while it may seem like I'm bringing up a sore subject, I thought it was enormously compelling and frankly hysterical radio. To this day, every time I hear Duffy played on TV, I have absolutely no memory of it. Isn't that amazing?
You know what? Because you've blocked her.
Every time I hear Duffy played on TMOS in any form, I flash back to that moment. As fans, we all know the greatest hits. We remember wherever, where we were for Tats for Tots. That was my, that I remember every
minute.
Yeah,
I do too.
We listened with bated breath while Oscar broke laptops and sunglasses. As Rob recounted the saga of Julia Jellybean and Mike's amazing journey out west to Sturgis. But sometimes it's the unexpected moments that stay with us. It's a flip comment, the turn of a phrase, or a unique interaction that gets seared into our memory. For example, I think the latest one would be, I don't understand. I know it takes a lot of work every single day, but you guys make it seem effortless. As daily listeners, I'm sure we have these kind of moments, random aspects of the show that make us laugh until our belly hurts. This is what keeps us coming back. This is what we get when we say, we get it. Thanks for making us laugh, but mostly, thanks for making me laugh. Sincerely, Leanne Terry, Mesa, Arizona. That is a wonderful letter.
I told ya.
And thanks to Beth Ann. I don't know. Is she still in Erie, Pennsylvania? Or is
she's
she
the eeriest person there,
she's
Mike.
She's still in Erie.
Rob's a number one fan. Start the show, you hump.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
There's a tradition in tournament play. Not talk about the next step until you've climbed the one in front of you.
I don't understand.
I'm sure going to the state finals is beyond your wildest dreams, so let's just keep it right there.
I don't understand.
Forget about the crowds.
I don't understand.
The size of the school.
I don't understand.
Their fancy uniforms. And remember what got you here.
I don't understand.
Focus on the fundamentals that we've gone over time and time again. And most important, don't get caught up thinking about winning or losing this game.
I don't understand.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
I don't understand.
Okay?
I don't understand.
All right!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
I understand.
And now, from his office chair, here's Mike. Man, I didn't know I was predicting that. You must have loved it when I said that.
Loved it.
From the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is the Mike O'Mara Show, a worldwide radio program. We love it. And you love it, too. At least that's what you occasionally say. It's also a podcast, and if you're here, you're in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24-7 on the new TMOS app. Updated now and get our show all day, every day. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now.
The Regis Reed, we'll, Mike. That was the Regis Reed.
Then tomorrow we'll do a Wide Open Wednesday, and you can call us early. We're going to be doing the show at 9 o'clock, and you can call us tomorrow for Wide Open Wednesday. We're then fine.
Our show today brought to you by Legacy Box. Isn't it time to digitize your lifetime of memories? You can do it. All you need is Legacy Box. You just send in your Legacy Box. What do you put in it, you might ask?
What?
I'll tell you. Old home movies, pictures. You know what they do at Legacy Box? They digitize it. They take all of your precious photographs, your family history moments, and they put it onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVDs. It's like magic. You get your originals and your new digital files back in a few weeks, and they keep you updated at every step of the process. By the way, what makes them special? They have the equipment to do this and do it perfectly.
Perfectly.
I can't wait to see the digitized home movies of my wonderful parents on their honeymoon when my father stole from Aetna Life and Casualty a movie projector, a movie camera.
Borrowed.
But he returned it. Right. He didn't keep it. He borrowed it for his honeymoon. It was in color. They have color movies in the 50s.
Wow.
That thing was probably worth $30,000.
Yeah. It was probably super expensive. Man. And you see them, they're in Bermuda smoking, getting on the plane smoking, waiting for the plane smoking.
Beautiful color footage of cigarettes.
Color footage of cigarettes. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your old home movies, your film reels, your photos. Visit LegacyBox.com today to get started. For a limited time, our listeners, they can get a huge exclusive discount. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and you get, listen to this, 40% off your first order. With this exclusive deal, Legacy Box starts at just $45 or save up to $200 on the largest Legacy Box kit. Go to LegacyBox.com/TMOS and save 40% today. Start with just a few tapes or digitize your entire collection. Visit LegacyBox.com/TMOS and make sure to enter the code TMOS. Make sure you do that. 40% off your Legacy Box today. Get started preserving your past. We thank you. Welcome to the show.
I can't wait to see those videos of your parents. I think that is going to be so amazing.
And well, and you know, when she was 80, I also did kind of a family history where
I remember
tell her fascinating story. And she was very much top of mind yesterday. We were talking about Kathy volunteering, and I mentioned that on the show yesterday. And it's just really, it's really cool. Lots of memories this week, and you know, it was. I love the fact that she didn't pass on St. Patrick's Day. She hung in there through the holiday, and then bye-bye. But, Mom, love you. Thinking about you a lot this week. It seems that, boy, when someone passes that you love and 2 years goes by, it's just stunning how quickly that clock on the wall moves.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, just to... You know, you just have a moment every now and then, you know, and it's, you know.
Well, I'm with you. You know, there are times that I still literally reach for the phone because I say, I got something I want to tell Big Daddy.
Yeah,
it's tough. It's so part of your mental
but
process.
But then I forget. Then I forget and I get right back to spring bright forever.
There's so much going on today's show.
Oh, yeah.
We're overwhelmed.
Yeah, well, we are. Are you guys, by the way, are you not getting a blizzard?
They have no idea. They have exactly no idea. Everyone today
nothing
was,
has changed in the entertainment mecca of
the
Washington.
The air conditioning was on yesterday.
Yeah, it was 62 degrees yesterday when I went out to run errands, and there was a winter storm watch. So there, we are in the throes of a winter storm watch, which means conditions are favorable for 5 inches or more in the D.C. metro.
Mm-hmm.
But the line, as you know, the rain-snow line keeps moving. It's raining cats and dogs right now. There's supposed to be one snow event at about dinner time today.
We're going to get nothing.
And then another snow event overnight. I think it'll be 12 inches or zippy. I don't think it's going to be anything in the middle.
Mark my words.
All I know is...
No day off.
I was watching my liberal channel. Oh, that's what I'll call it. The liberal channel.
Was that MeTV?
WeTV?
It was a Tree Hugger 101.
That's a good
one. It was Libtard 234. It was I'm watching. I'm watching. Well, Libtard. I get that all the time. Hey. You Libtards, they're a bunch of people that want to put a red light on their porch to show that they're a gun-free zone. That's how stupid liberals are. No, stupid. Are people like you that don't realize that is a manufactured story to make gun haters look stupid.
Mike, you're getting away from the key topic, which is discussed on yesterday's show, is that Wilford Brimley loves cockfighting.
Yeah, yeah. But he didn't like it insofar as he would go to a cockfight. He wanted the freedom to use animals for whatever purposes he wants.
What I found weird is that in his press release, he put cockfight in quotation marks.
You it's won't an animal, right? Old...
I think
you
so.
Know, okay. Right. Yeah. You know what he used to say to one of the nervous roosters right before the fight? And he meant rooster? It this time. He said, no, he'd pick up the rooster that they thought was going to lose, that was looking a little nervous, and he would say, don't worry, you won't get any older, but you will certainly die.
I hate nervous roosters.
Nervous roosters are
the worst.
I can't do a rooster crow. Can anybody do a rooster crow in the studio? Is there anyone that's capable?
I can try it. That's a Bolivian rooster.
Oh. Adrian, we'd like to try a rooster call.
No, I don't want to try.
What?
Okay, thank you.
That's cannabis right there.
Yes.
No, I do.
You're
don't
not producing.
I'm working.
You're looking at a keyboard.
You're producing everything except entertainment.
Yes.
Get away from the microphone.
This is entertainment.
Pony? Yeah, thanks for nothing.
All right. Pony, would you like to do a rooster call? Are you okay for? All right, here we go.
Kraka! Kraka!
That's what they do.
That's something from the Amazon.
Tokyo.
That's some sort of
that's a Tokyo rooster.
That's sort of tree monkey from like Ecuador.
Mike, that's
I'm not
a,
sure.
That's a Tokyo rooster known as the bathhouse red.
Maddie, would you like to give the rooster call a try?
Can I hear it one more time to try to mock it?
Emulate it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Don't you do one,
Mike?
Yeah, that's good because it's throatier. That's the way it should be.
Thanks so much, Rob. I appreciate that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Maddie with a rooster call.
Cock-a-doodle-doo! That was right. pretty
A lot of people are doing cock-a-doodle-doo.
Like a sentient human rooster.
Oh, Jessica. Hi, Jessica. It's quiet over there. Hi. I'd love to hear your rooster.
Doodle-doo. I can't.
Cockle-doodle-doo.
Doodle-doo. Home run.
You know, it's funny, Mike. I've never done it on the show, but I do a very good rooster.
All right, man.
Can you back up from the mic?
I can.
Thank you, just so you don't blow our ears out.
Here we go. Rob Spiewak's rooster.
I say there, boy. What you doing there, boy?
It's Foghorn Leghorn.
Pick up the corn cob, that is.
You could write it, but I do the son. I'll say, son. Was that Phil Harris that did that?
No, that was Mel Blanc.
Oh, it was Mel Blanc?
Okay, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mel Blanc kind of doing Phil Harris.
Yeah, exactly. Well, or actually, there was a thing. I forget who did the voice of Senator Claghorn on the Fred Allen Show, but he was doing Senator Claghorn, if we really want to go 100 years
Very
ago.
Very funny.
Yeah. Oh.
I remember that character.
You do?
That is truly one of the greatest cartoons I have ever heard.
I love them.
Thank you. Yes, he loved cartoons. You watched a lot of cartoons growing up, didn't
sure.
you?
Well, because that guy's still not on, right? The big colonel, I don't even know the character's name.
Foghorn Leghorn is the rooster.
Okay.
Man, boy. Yeah, a rooster's got to learn to eat corn off the cob. Well, what do you know? There's an ear of corn now. He's so dumb, he thinks a Mexican border pays rent.
See?
Wow.
I don't think that's really.
Yeah, that doesn't fly anymore.
Yeah, I don't think you can really play that
anymore. It's a pun. It's a pun.
Rob likes racial. The racist yeah. Warner Brothers cartoons that you know, that go back all the way.
Look at here, son. I say, son, did you see that hawk after those hens? He scared them. That Rhode Island red turned white, tramping then blue. I'm a chicken. Rooster, that is.
Don't give me that. You're not a chicken.
What am I then, boy?
You're a loudmouth schnook.
I just got that one randomly.
That's excellent. Nice. Good job.
Anyway, I don't even know what I was talking about.
We're not getting the raining cats and dogs.
Right.
It's not going to snow. And if I'm wrong, I'll apologize.
Is Curine gone? Is Curine retired? Did he retire?
No, I think he is.
Burger
still
Jeff retired. Do you guys watch local news anymore? And watch?
I watch Channel 5.
Mike,
I'm a Tucker guy.
2018. Okay. We really don't need to watch anything. Everything's
on
our phone.
It used to be Topper Shutt and Howard Bernstein and all that.
Those days, I'm telling you.
You don't watch like local news anymore?
The only local news I ever watched is because Tony was on, is because of Tony Perkins. And then maybe in the morning when Annie Hughes with him and I'm up. But most of the time.
No more. What about our friend Angie Goff?
Angie Goff, yes. I'll take her all day.
Yes,
but I don't wake up and I'm like, yes, local news, let's do this. Or at night, people still make fun of me for watching the nightly news.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the nightly news is doing now? They're giving you a teaser in between their commercials.
That's not good. That's not good. Do you think so right now is it really 35 degrees and raining in Washington, D.C.?
Sounds about right.
All right, let me just see what the forecast is for today. I'm going there to see.
While you look, I was blown away by this. Between commercials for the nightly news on my go-to for, right? You have a box. Inside the box is essentially an outline frame, right?
Sure.
Is the commercial. On the bottom is the upcoming stories like PTI. And I've never seen that.
Yeah, Channel 5 in the morning now, it has a couple 1-10-second breaks. 10-second commercials built in. And they'll say, we're back in 10 seconds.
It's crazy. Right,
this would be, this how are they fighting this? This would be the 9:15 update.
Okay.
So far, this storm is playing out as expected. Roads in the immediate metro is still warm enough to prevent accumulation. But we're starting to see sleet and snow stick in Frederick County, north of Gaithersburg. The air temperature is below freezing, and a mix of sleet, snow, and even some freezing rain is sticking to trees. You can see how this is playing out in Newmarket, Maryland, just east of Frederick. The air temperature is about 30 degrees at 9:15. Not looking like it's going to be that significant, the wintry mix will sour spring's first day. Then a significant snow risk
on Wednesday. That's it. A significant snow. Let me go to Wednesday. Hold on just a second.
By the way, if we sent that tape to WRC Channel 4, they'd hire him based on that read.
Hire that man. Let me see. DC region braced for biggest snowfall in 2 years.
Oh, I don't think that's the truth. No.
Is that, that's
it'll be the biggest one this year because we haven't had any snow.
Mm-hmm. But that's right, easy. Yeah. It'll be 3 inches and be like, oh, man.
Right.
We got whacked.
But if we get 12 inches of snow, we'll
you know
play
what they
informer.
Like to give you? They like to give you all right, cloudy with snow. Temperatures nearly steady in the mid-30s tomorrow. Winds north. Chance of snow 100%. Snow accumulating. 5 to 8 inches tomorrow.
That's
are
they
still
say.
Hearing that?
The question is this.
Mm-hmm.
I know Rob will make it to work. He'll try not to, but we'll figure it out. I know.
Hold it. I'll try not to come
remember
to work.
Remember, we had to send an SUV for you at one point.
No,
to get
remember
to work.
I arranged an SUV.
Yeah,
so
but
I
we had
work?
To give you
Rob,
that idea.
Rob has, and he got stuck Oscar, on the rim.
There are many times I will jump on the bandwagon with Rob, but Rob has been, he travels the furthest, and he has been wonderful coming in.
Pony's
and making
supposed
it into
to leave
work.
Town tomorrow. He's effed.
Oh, are you freaking out because of your Japan trip?
I have worse problems than the snow, actually.
Oh, are what's you going to talk about it?
Your passport?
Yeah, I was doing some reading yesterday, and apparently, the only type of medication you are absolutely not allowed to bring into Japan under penalty of arrest is my two medications.
Oh.
So I'm talking to the embassy today.
Nice.
So yeah, I'm not even worried about snow
are
right now.
Are you telling me that the Homeland Security of Japan does not want synthetic heroin brought into their
I made
country?
It myself. It's organic.
Okay. All right. Do you need this medication to... is this anti-cigarette, anti-depression, anti... what is it?
This is my ADD meds, so I can't function without
it.
Oh,
I think you'd do fine without your ADD meds in a foreign country.
Yes.
Especially Tokyo.
I'll end up in China somehow.
All right, now, you don't mind talking about this? Because I don't want to invade your privacy.
It's fine, it's fine.
We need to break, though. Can we break talk about it?
Oh, God, we do. Oh, my God. All right, we'll come back and talk about drugs.
What a great show. Thanks for the present, Pony. We'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? Yo, so they
came around. Four Network Sports Update. Brought to you by Dan the Fan Man and the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. In feetball, Kirk Cousins signed a 3-year contract with the Minnesota Twins. He will likely be the starting point guard come next season. In hockey, Alex Ovechkin did a really cool-looking thing and scored a goal. I'm not sure who won because I forgot to write down the score. In baseball, the guy with the long hair and the beard hit a home run in the 8th inning, securing a 2-1 victory over the Sacramento Kings. This update brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. It's an extra hour of uncensored hilarity, and it makes the other 5 shows possible. Sign up today at MikeOmeraShow.com with updates at 11 and 41 past the hour. From the More Network Sports Desk, I'm Ronique Mermelstein.
Oh my God.
That is classic.
Brilliant. Is that really Mermelstein?
No, that's a guy named John Crandall. Thank you, John. Okay, we appreciate it.
I love that.
You know what? I love it. I like it when it's unprofessional. That's fun. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Lightstream. The average interest rate on credit card debt is a staggering 17% APR. You'd be amazed how many people don't even pay attention to it. We go out, we slap our credit card down there, and we don't realize how much money they're literally stealing from us. Don't you wish you could combine your credit card balances into one low fixed monthly payment? You can. Let me tell you about Lightstream. With Lightstream, you get a credit card consolidation loan with a fixed interest rate as low as 5.49 APR with autopay. You could save thousands of dollars in interest on loans from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees. Plus, see your interest rates before you apply. Lightstream prides itself on full transparency. Your application 100% online. That makes it quick and easy. And Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, so you can be confident that you're working with one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions out there. Out there and everywhere.
It's a great outfit.
Apply today and get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for our listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to Lightstream.com/TMOS. Now, it's easy to spell, but they want me to spell it for you. LIGHTSTREAM. That's Lightstream. Lightstream.com/TMOS. Now you can play this disclaimer, Rob.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans and same day funding.
Boo! So we're back with Pony Boy Mathloom, yes, who's making his pilgrimage to Japan tomorrow. And
thanks.
So,
hey, you know what it is, Mike? It's a pilgrimage.
Well, so do you take you take two pills for your ADD?
Yeah, I do, and none of them are allowed.
At the same time every day!
None of the same, well, thank you.
Unless he's distracted.
Oh no, yes. Look at the clouds!
I'm sorry, that's terrible.
Are you going to the Japanese embassy down the road here?
I'm calling the embassy.
Why don't you just drive there?
Yeah.
I might just do that. Where is it, just right down the street?
You are so lost in America.
Wait a minute. Can you walk into an embassy?
You can go to the consulate. Right, you say, I'm here because of this issue.
Then I'll do that.
Did you say he is so lost in America?
Yeah, he's so lost. Like, you have no idea of your surroundings. It is
This is David Howard, and I have some pills.
When did you start noticing this? When did you start thinking about your like lifetime trip to Japan? But yesterday?
No, I was doing a lot of reading about all the things that you need to bring. Wow. And one of the sites that I found, they recommended checking prescriptions because apparently they do have some restrictions in Japan.
And I will play devil's advocate here. I would assume that any medication would travel. I don't think that would be something that I would think to check.
With a prescription.
A prescribed medication with you with the ID and a date and all that, it would seem.
Are you black market meds? What are you doing?
No, it's all legit. It's just that it's the one type of medicine that is illegal to bring into Japan.
So you're telling me...
Wait a minute. The one type of all the medications, that's something that...
They name your medicine?
Or all the amphetamine-based. Are you going to embarrass yourself if you... What is it called?
All the amphetamine-based.
It's like the Adderalls, the Ritalins of the world.
Oh, okay.
All that stuff. You can get past that.
Stuff that teen swap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort.
That's why I'm going to speak to somebody who can tell me whether or not I'm going to be arrested.
Okay, first...
And if they say you can't, are you going to not go?
I don't really have much choice other than trying to sneak in medication and get arrested.
I will say this. I don't have an uncle that recently went to Vegas and bought pot gummies and then bought a bag of gummy bears and swapped them out, and he didn't bring them back to his home in Florida.
Well, you know what else he didn't do was cross international border.
Yeah. Well, I suppose.
They'll cane him in Japan.
Oh, Japan. He might be into that.
I would be terrified to do anything where there was a chance of me being stopped by Japanese security to do that type of thing.
Yeah, midnight run.
By the way, talking about this, you'll probably get some listeners that will reach out.
Yes.
And reach out to any of us, and maybe we can get you some information. And get something, but I'm really glad we did it the day before you're leaving.
Yes. He has got nearly 20 hours to get this resolved.
Also, same here. Pony... You really have, I don't know what site you're on that gave you that red flag. Mm-hmm. The idea that medication is banned, it's probably in certain quantities. It's probably in certain issues. The fact that you don't know that is pretty
Oscar, I spent
upsetting.
Almost 6 hours yesterday going between every single Japanese embassy site and every other website
Did you call somebody?
That's what I'm doing today. Is I'm calling the embassy.
Do you have those meds with you?
Yeah.
When you go to the Japanese
bring them down
site,
to the embassy.
When you go to the Japanese embassy sites, do they pixelize a lot of stuff?
Yes.
Okay. It's right
only
there.
The balls.
Literally. Right there. You can drive to it.
Yeah. Walk.
Will
to
he?
It.
Will he go, Oscar?
No, he'll be too scared.
I'll go.
What if we send an intern with you to assist
Mass
you?
It's on Mass Ave.
Yo, it's
don't
fine.
Send the guy to his right. Please.
No. That guy looks like he smuggled the drug.
All right, well,
into
good
town.
Luck. Can you get? Well, you're not going to be here tomorrow. So can you just text Oscar or Rob?
This is what's going to happen.
Any of the other interns and not me, and just let them know that you're all right.
We're going to need proof of life because we got the WhatsApp, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Getting a lot of run international app.
Also, record a message on your phone and send it. We'll play it on the air.
You have your plane tickets?
Yeah, I have everything ready to go.
You have your hotel reservation in hand?
Are you taking one of your dolls there to make sure that you can compare the fakes and the reals?
No.
Cut the doll's head off and jam the pillbox inside the doll's belly.
Do it like that. All out the porcelain.
That's right.
Spring break forever. Once in a lifetime dream trip.
He'll be fine.
Don't F it up. Anyway, good luck and let us know what's going on.
You're upset at him.
Yes. He's bothered. We'll take a break. When we come back, ladies and gentlemen, Rob Spiewak and I are going to talk about corned beef.
Yes.
You're going to love this segment.
Can't wait.
You really are. It's going to be corned beef. Mrs. O'Mara and I have a little disagreement on the corned beef.
I can't believe that something would be come between you, especially regarding corned beef.
Yeah, well, it's the way it is. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills in the Michael O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, everybody. It's me, Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Mandy Patinkin.
And we are back from our 1 week hiatus. 1 week. And there's all this speculation by Oscar Santana. You know, we're going away. The show's not going to last much longer. Well, guess what? We're back.
Here we are. Yeah, at least for 1 week.
Yeah, we review our current situation. We take Rob Ford to task, and we give you an in-depth review of the new season of Homeland.
The Mandy Patinkin reference. There it is.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
For this week, my anxieties are out for everybody to see. At least for another hour.
He forgot to bring his pills to Japan.
My New York anxieties.
Well, we talked about it. Welcome back to the Michael Mary Show. Brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. Did Gary not sound a little nervous?
Aware.
Did Gary sound like he was believing that? Gary sounded like a defeated man on that promo.
Mandy Patinkin.
There's the reference. This segment of the program brought to you by Cornerstone First Financial. They are taking the time to salute our real-life heroes with the Hometown Heroes program. Heroes like police, firefighters, teachers, and veterans, the good guys. Take advantage of this if you're out there and you're serving. These heroes will receive 20% of the participating real estate agent's commission toward their closing costs. So, if you're a firefighter, police officer, teacher, or veteran buying or selling a house, please visit cornerstonefirst.com, and they will connect you with the real estate company that covers all the states they're licensed in. Plus, they're still getting a free appraisal from Cornerstone, so this is huge. In fact, interest rates are going up, so TMOS listeners need to act now to refinance or take cash out or pay off debt before they go up further. Click their banner ad on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention our show and get your free appraisal. That's number again, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS. They're licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. And thanks to all the heroes from Cornerstone First Financial. It's a good thing they are doing. So, Pony, you will update us about that before we move on to corned beef.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Thank you.
Corned beef. So, Rob, last week on the show, as we were talking about St. Patrick's Day, mentions that he's going to have Mrs. Chubbuck and the supper club over to his house, and Rob makes corned beef. And Rob starts talking about what the process is and how he makes the corned beef, and he starts getting your boy intrigued about it with St. Patrick's Day, since I wasn't planning a big drink-a-thon on St. Patty's Day. And I needed something to cook for the Colburns when they came over on Friday night. I thought it would be a fun thing to try. You made it sound as simple as possible. And did I tell the story of going to Costco and having the nasty meat man tell me that they had been... the one thing where you were in error is you said, oh, they'll have it all month. They were sold out since Tuesday.
Really?
They were sold out since Tuesday.
We were fully stocked up here. I think it's because your demographic is older in your neighborhood.
Yes. And everyone old, wants blue-haired people go, wear it, put a leprechaun on the lawn.
Irresponsible of you to go the day before?
No, I didn't care. Because, I mean, if they had it, they had it. If they didn't, they didn't.
My giant was out of cabbage, though. That was a pain in the ass.
I said to Rob, I assume they're not going to have that.
Yeah, it'll be sold out.
Rob said, no, go to Costco. They'll have it all month. And they didn't have it. The guy, by the way, I had to ask twice because the guy was a dick.
Did he enjoy telling me? Of course he enjoyed.
He didn't enjoy it. When I say enjoy, it's not like he had a smile on his face. He just knew what I wanted, made me wait, made me twist as he was stalking his little flank steaks.
Sure.
Goes, well, what do you need? What do you need? What is that? And he's doing it like that. And I'm like, dude, you want to play your little game at the opening of your store? I'm fine. I don't give a rat's ass.
I got all day.
Yeah, as a rule, at all the Costco's I've been to, the meat managers and the meat guys are the biggest dicks. You're going to find the nicest people at the pharmacy.
Okay. Yeah. Then this guy finally says, nah, we've been out since Tuesday. And he goes back to doing his thing. And I'm like, well, you enjoyed making me wait for that little bit of information, didn't you? Well, I'm glad I got up in the morning. And
why don't you go back to putting 80 Costco chickens on a rotisserie, you ass?
Yeah, it was not fun. It was not fun. And I'm a little pissed because I went to the Costco first thing in the morning on Friday. Yeah. I actually was. And we were going to have them over the night before St. Patty's Day. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have it. And then, apparently, Carla bumps into the Colburns at our local grocery store because they were staying just around the corner. And so she does the thing. And by the way, you guys should all be aware of this. And Jimmy Cerrito has ruined me for this activity.
Okay.
Calling me on someone's phone that I know or a loved one's phone with someone else on the phone. And this time I called Carla. I called Carla to tell her that the douche we're at the Costco didn't have the corned beef, and the phone is hello, and it's a guy. And I don't recognize, I don't know. She had bumped in the Colburns, assumes I'm immediately going to recognize Michael Colburn's voice, and I'm like, who's this? Who's this? And I hang up.
And there's magical stick on the other side of the line.
Because they're having a joyous time, and I didn't know who it was.
You're
and
then a monster, Carl calls me. Mike.
And then, of course, I get the immediate, I'm not a monster, Oscar. I just don't like phone trickery.
Yeah, there was trickery, level, and they had him trickery at a disadvantage. Hijinks. No hijinks.
She calls back. So she calls back going, that was Michael Colburn. I said, they didn't have the corned beef.
There wasn't any
I just
want
to let you know. They didn't have the corned beef. That's fine. She goes, well, guess what? I said, oh, we're playing more games. I'm so glad we're playing games. Yay, let's play games. She said, they have it here.
Yes.
Yay.
And I said, oh, does it have the little packet where you cook it? What? I said, does it have the little packet? I don't know. Michael and Nancy are here and everything, la, la, la.
What's
and
the packet?
It's the packet that you cook the seasoning.
I don't know any of that.
And she goes, no, I don't see it. Head on swivel, la, 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 la. And yeah, and then she goes, oh, yes, they do.
Of course it does.
Must have been on the other side while you were.
Maybe Mr. Colburn could hold the phone while you look for it.
So we got it.
Is it special seasoning?
It's a combination of seasonings. Okay. Yeah.
It's corning. You corn the thing.
Well, it's already corned. This is going to have like basil, I believe.
Cornholio. Deepy for my buffalo. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on today. It's a crazy show. So we make it. It was too fatty. Carla loved it. I thought it was too fatty. I wanted it to be more lean. The corned beef's got some lean to it.
Was it a corner? Was it a pointy one or a
know
flat?
I don't know.
Okay. Does it open up into a larger corn?
What's the brand? I mean, I should have gotten we're going to try one at Costco to see how it works. Maybe
mine from Costco
months.
Was very lean this year, almost too lean.
Like chewy?
You know, well, it, no.
See, I like
mean,
it chewy.
The strip of fat on the top that you were supposed to broil to brown.
Yeah.
It was
yeah,
almost non-existent.
That. Right. But are we losing the room now.
But if there's a lot of people listening right now that are really into this. Mm-hmm.
Shut up. Shut up right now. Shut
no.
up.
I don't know any of this because I'm not a foodie, but I also never celebrated this at home because
we're
Latin.
Let me just say this. Mm-hmm. My question is this, Rob. So if it's fatty, you just have to render it longer to get all that fat out of it.
Or you
right?
can
is that how you
can trim it. I mean, if it's outside
well, no,
fat.
No, but I mean, it was like fat throughout the meat.
Oh, okay. Then you probably did have a flat and it was a fatty vein in the middle. Yeah, you'd have to render it longer.
What's the difference between a flat?
Two different cuts. There's one that's like a triangle shape, and one is a flat, almost like a brick shaped.
Ooh. Hey, some might say a date to the prom. Am I right, lady? It's the difference between a flat and a fat. I don't know what's going on. I'm just having fun.
But you can corn anything. I mean, you can even get a really lean, like corned eye of the round, which is really nice.
What's the difference?
The cut of meat that they actually put in the brine and corn.
So you can put the stuff in the slow cooker. Any cut of meat. So you could put like a,
no, but
you
see,
a sirloin in there.
It's already corned. The seasoning is
corned?
Just for cooking, yeah. But the corning is a much longer process.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's chemicals and stuff.
Exactly.
Right?
Nitrates will make it a very vibrant red. Did you know that?
Nitrates.
Yeah,
is corn breaded? Same what? Thing?
Is corn
that,
bread?
Is that the same? No, is the same thing as corning something, breading something?
No, not at all. No. Corning has to do with
stop. Get you take yourself
salt.
Out of this discussion.
Oh, I'm just going to be over here.
That's ridiculous. Don't talk about that. And by the way, nitrates, and we come full circle back to the drugs they won't let Pony take into the
He's bed. Right, by the way. Nitrates. I looked. He is absolutely right. He is effed.
Yeah.
He'll just be looking at bright lights and dolls the whole week and not knowing which way he's going.
Really?
Yeah. He's going to be in the bathroom alphabetizing the shampoo. Well,
go. You've got it. You maybe should go to the American Embassy. And make
well, there's a consulate close to here, so you can go.
To make a special medical exemption.
Yes. Yeah. Right, day before luck. His trip.
Yeah.
You can't bring this Adderall in here. It's too fatty.
Sorry about that. Good luck, Pony.
Have Thank fun. You.
We're have rooting fun. For you.
Yes, I will have fun.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
I bet you. I guarantee. Yeah. Trip gets canceled. He's back tomorrow.
If anyone wants to dummy up a fake ID for Matt Bloom, you can go to Japan.
No. Yeah. Can he switch the tickets to somebody else that, like, send somebody else over
Probably
there?
Probably for a you fee.
Know? I think so, yeah.
Let's send Adrian. Finally solve two problems.
To Japan. We'll take a break and come back with news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talk about Rexit and the rise of cable newsers in the White House. Plus, is a tsunami coming in the House of Representatives, Parkland protest, and the storm rages on. Stormy Daniels, that story has legs.
You can download Political Persuasions on iTunes.
He loves that.
MikeOMaraShow.com.
Any dancer.
And wherever fine podcasts are found.
Mike, let the man dance.
No. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Some of you know that we have a new policy for Amazon for 2018. Please pay attention to this. We need your help on this one. We want to make sure everyone knows that here's all you need to know. To ensure that we get credit for your Amazon purchase, just make sure that you click the Amazon link at the top of the TMOS webpage. That's what we want you to do. It's super easy, and that'll guarantee that we get credit for your purchase. So start clicking today, because if you need it, Amazon has it. What is today's Amazon purchase of the day?
Mike, your little Michael March Madness segment really had a lot of people wondering, what type of microphone did you use with your iPhone?
Sound was great.
Because you had an addition,
that.
Right? Yeah. So I posted it on the TMOS fan club, but we'll share it here. It's the Shure MV88 iOS digital stereo condenser microphone. It is found through the link on the website. You can get a little cover for it if you'd like, yep. Windscreen. There's so many additions to it, but the mic itself is a Shure MV88 iOS digital
stereo
condenser microphone.
Never use it to bootleg a concert.
That's right. God. All right. Thank you, Rob. Amazon really does have everything. You can find that, the microphone, the Shure microphone, at the top of MikeOMaraShow.com. And we urge everybody to get clicking.
News.
Boo.
Not me. There's been talk that actress Cynthia Nixon would run for governor of New York for a while now. And yesterday, she officially tossed her hat into the ring. Cynthia played Miranda Hobbs on HBO's Sex and the City, which ran for 6 seasons from 1998 to 2004. She also did the 2 subsequent movies and has done a lot of Broadway shows in addition to movies and TV. But she's putting her acting career on hold for politics. I watched her video, her debut video. She's up against sitting Governor Andrew Cuomo, who's seeking a 3rd term. Both he and Cynthia are Democrats. Interestingly, Cynthia is sort of running on a Fix the Subways platform.
Yeah, it was one of her things.
Get it? Fix the Subways platform.
I'm with you.
She mentioned the subway problems in a 2-minute video, and there's a whole section devoted to it on her website. It even says, quote, unlike Governor Cuomo, Cynthia Nixon rides the subway every day. She's also campaigning for health care, ending mass incarceration, and to, quote, make government to work again. Several other candidates have declared the primaries will be held on September 11th and the election is November 6th.
So it's 2018. Don't you think that Cynthia Nixon putting her acting career on hold is kind of like me putting my physical fitness training on hold?
I have to add to that one. Charles Manson was laid to rest at a memorial service in Porterville, California on Thursday. Hey, I'm sorry, man. Saturday. And if you're morbidly curious or if you just want some assurance that he's actually dead, well, I saw the picture too. It's on TMZ.
Yes,
him in his coffin. His body was reportedly in such bad shape that it needed heavy makeup and gloves to hide the deterioration. Yeah,
you knew that he was in bad shape, Mike, when the swastika stopped healing.
It's nasty. Yeah. Manson died 4 months ago and has been on ice this whole time. This is nasty. He was on ice while a judge figured out who would get the body. These wing nuts. It's the land of the weird, the psychos. That honor went to Manson's alleged grandson, Jason Freeman, who spoke at the service. There are about 30 people there for some reason. I'd move to another town. So there were 30 people there for some reason, including Afton Burton. That's the young woman who tried to marry Manson a few years ago. After the service, Manson was cremated and his ashes were spread in a creek bed. But TMZ says it was a windy day and they blew back on the mourners, Big Lebowski.
Just like the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, so that
I'd like happened. To know who over the last 4 months was responsible. Like, did you remember to put more ice on Mr. Manson?
Yeah, he's on ice. Yeah, just
you got to stop by Sunoco and get 8 pounds.
4 months.
That's a long
so
time.
Nasty. A few less reputable websites are claiming that Donald Trump Jr. had an affair with Aubrey O'Day when she was on Celebrity Apprentice back in 2011. A source told Us Weekly, quote, he told her it was over with his wife and that they were separated and he didn't love her, all of that stuff. Aubrey fell for him hard. She thought they were going to be together for real. Obviously, it didn't happen. Don Jr. supposedly ended the affair in 2012 after his wife Vanessa found emails between him and Aubrey. Don and Vanessa went on to have 2 more kids. They have 5 total and stayed together until she filed for divorce last week. Whether this is true or not, there are a few interesting things in Aubrey's recent past. Like, on the night Don Jr.'s dad won the presidential election, and Aubrey was complaining on Twitter, and she also said, quote, my story I didn't tell is worth millions now. So she obviously was corroborating the affair.
I wasn't going to play this unless you brought it up. Do you know that in 2013, Aubrey O'Day put out a song about a breakup? And the title of it is DJT.
Mm-hmm. What made you stop believing in our world?
You know, I think probably the loss of the other world.
I mean, you put out a song about a breakup with his initials as the title?
Yeah. Well, you know, breakups really inspire musicians.
Well, look, it's Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, so there's that.
I'm actually jealous of Donald Trump Jr. because Aubrey O'Day of the making the band fame, if you remember.
It. Yeah.
She was the prettiest.
Yep.
And
she's gorgeous.
When
she
was on The Apprentice, she was still in prime time.
Yeah, everyone watched The Apprentice.
Yes, yes. That was a very nice thing you said about Donald.
Yes.
The editors at Food Beast, I'm glad you're jealous of it. Foodbeast.com just ranked the...
I'm saying if you're going to cheat on your wife, at least do it with some sports track.
If you're going to foul, make it count.
Okay. Just go get some chicken fingers with Todd Moore. The editors at Foodbeast.com just ranked the 10 best French fries you can get at fast food joints. This is a segue.
Yes.
I made a chicken fingers thing. Now it's a French fries.
Big French fries they you can win. Eat.
The biggest snub is probably Burger King, which didn't make the list.
In your face,
but
Burger King.
Let me give it to you. 10-1. KFC's potato wedges. Anyone?
Oh, I've had them.
Yeah, they're good.
They're damn good.
They're not even the top 10 on their menu.
Here is an oddball on the list that that a lot of people are saying nice things about. Taco Bell's new seasoned fries.
Very good.
Heard they're very good.
Very good. Could have gone the lazy man's way, the Beth Ann McBride way, and used the KFC wedges into the cheese because they're owned by the same company.
Right.
But they had their own French fries, which are seasoned and nice.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, Beth Ann just texted me. She said, have a good show.
Rob will probably weigh in on this one. Five Guys Cajun fries. Have you?
Have you sampled them? I have not sampled the Cajun. No, I have
really?
Not.
Mm. Number 8 on the list. That's interesting.
They're very good. Yeah. Very good.
Oh, you've had them?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, 10.
It's a go-to. The goat.
That sounds so good.
Yeah.
Let me see. Number 7, Del Taco. That's West Coast. Del Taco's crinkle cut fries. Number 6, Popeye's fries with Cajun seasoning.
I like those. Mm-hmm.
Almost my number 1.
Number 5, Wendy's French fries made them.
Wendy's are good.
Boring.
Wendy's are good. No, you know what? They salt them right. They use good salt to these.
Soggy.
Sea salt. No, get them
number
fresh.
4, Shake Shack crinkle cut. Do you have a Shake Shack in D.C. now?
There are multiple Shake Shacks. And
have you had the fries there?
Last time I had Shake Shack was actually in Arizona, and I love the fries. Fries
is that
are good.
Place, okay. It's fries still owned good. By Michael J. Fox, right?
Okay. All right.
Come on.
Thank you.
Oh, Pony, why do you tell jokes like that?
I don't even know.
You got to get on your
dead
meds.
Inside.
You are
Rob,
dead.
What do you think comes in at number three?
I would have to number three. Say Kent Streeter's Arby's.
Bernie Streeter's Arby's curly fries. Sorry, and I limit that. Myself to one milkshake a month. He's dead. Number two, Chick-fil-A's waffle fries. No.
Horrible.
Oh,
wow. And I think that's also because of their surface area, they get cold so fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a fan, but boy, really? Oh boy, mm-hmm. The blue hairs down here. We got
I
one
love
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
That line is around so the block.
Oh, that Chick-fil-A wrecked my Costco parking lot. F them.
All right, here we go.
Whoa.
Number one is easy. Who wants to guess? Anyone? Anyone?
McDonald's.
Rob Spiewak. It's McDonald's.
Be McDonald's. Yeah.
There it is. McDonald's is number one and
consistent.
No surprise there.
Do you have McDonald's that's your favorite go-to? Maybe even out here in this area. I have one, and it's in Wheaton, Maryland, because they salt their fries.
I have no choice because we've got one within 20 miles. I mean, believe it or not, there are not a lot of Mickey D's down here. And
really?
I exaggerate 20. I said probably more like 5 miles. There's just one. There's one. And the Blue Hairs love the Chick-fil-A. Their car's around the block.
Could you please not put a pickle on my sandwich this time, dear?
Take it off yourself, bitch.
Researchers polled 2,000 people and found that every hour of cleaning you do each week is associated with a 53% boost in overall happiness.
Yes.
The survey found people who actually enjoy cleaning are also 25% happier overall. 80% of people said they feel more relaxed when their home is clean. That is true.
Yeah.
77% feel more focused. Also true. Mm-hmm. 72% sleep better, and 72% said they're more productive. 60% of parents also said their kids are able to study better when their room is clean, and 49% say they behave better too. So that's it with a cleaner room. Do you want to weigh in on that at all, Rob?
Robert's room's a disaster.
Okay, very thank you. And now a little something. According to the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, 8 of the chemicals
science.
When they put it on the next line.
I know.
According to the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences, 8 of the chemicals in essential oils might disrupt your hormones and make you grow, quote, large breasts. That's right. Not just any breasts, big old breasts. That's right. And this is for men.
Oh.
Men will grow breasts if because of these essential oils. And you are especially susceptible if you're younger. So maybe ease off on the daily essential oil regimen in case more studies prove that this is really happening to men. Mm. On a related note,
yes.
Here we go.
On a related note,
yes.
Rob Ford has canceled his trip to Vinny's Oil Spa this Thursday. There you go. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Do the Podcast Village shirts come in a larger size?
There we go.
Come on.
I know, that's horrible. Pony.
With my fourth bra. We'll take a break, and we will come back with the audio
ball. Poor guy.
Rob Spiewak.
I'll right feed your baby.
I'm Maddie, and this is my internship. I experience it twice a week at the Mike O'Mara Show. The year was 2016. Obama was president, Pony still smoked, Mac was stealing Wi-Fi from parking lots, and I was the newest intern on the TMOS scene. It was a dark time. The stock market suffered, having never been privy to Mo's stock tip of the week. Global warming sped up without Dan the Fan Man's fans to cool it down. Headlines from Florida read, man tosses alligator through drive-thru window, and unprovoked woman bites off man's finger. Although really, that could have been from any year. Thankfully, a lot of things have changed since I joined TMOS 2 years ago, but luckily, the funny has stayed the same. The TMOS app is your one-stop shop to access all your favorite throwbacks of yesteryear, along with the newest episodes of your favorite funny men. It's like a time capsule on the go.
You like listening to that, Maddie, when you get your promo on the air. Do you like that?
I wasn't expecting it, but yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, she did. Maddie's had a good day. She liked hearing her promo, and she was slightly chair dancing to snow earlier. Just a little bit.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. It's almost Easter Sunday. You know the miracle of Easter, yes? On the third day, they rolled back the stone and he had risen.
Whoa.
There you go. But the bonus shows Christ remains the same.
How do you bring in Jesus to the bonus show?
It's great.
No Easter basket is complete without a TMOS bonus show subscription. Yes, friends, one simple click at the TMOS website and you're all set. And that's a crucifact, not a crucifixion. No, let me say it. Then that's a crucifact, not crucifixion. Just click. Let me start again.
This copy's not sanctioned by Santana.
Okay.
Just Catholic guilt.
Click the gift bonus show banner at michaelmarishow.com. You can send the gift certificate to yourself so you can give it in person or send it directly to the recipient so that they can start enjoying the bonus show right away along with their peeps and jelly beans.
I don't know.
See, normally he just cut and paste the last part. He doesn't throw that in there. You got me. They'll get access to all of our bonus content, so you'll be helping TMOS. Please quit sucking and start giving the wonderful gift of gift givery. The Mike O'Mara bonus show. It turns a good Friday into a great Friday.
Well done.
Rob.
Very well done.
Amen. Let's open up the audio.
Amen, brother.
Wow. Take it away with the audio vault. We've done today, Tuesday, March.
We've done a thing before where we've taken a sad song. I remember the REM song, The One I Love, a very sad song. And someone performed it in a major key, so it sounded happier, right? Some guy, because Toys R Us is closing, which is sort of like shuttering a piece of a lot of our childhood.
Yes.
Have taken the Toys R Us jingle and recorded it in minor to make it sad. Mm. Now,
can I stop for just a second?
And sure.
I know we're running short on time, you know what? Let's cover that tomorrow.
Toys R Us?
What is the deal with why? Right? The only game in town, to the best of my knowledge.
That's it.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Toys R Us.
You all remember, and I bet you Oscar could sing it with me. I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. Which was a very uplifting song until you play it in a minor key. And this guy's name is Chase Holfelder that did this.
I don't want to grow up. I'm a Toys R Us kid. There's a million toys at Toys R Us that I could play with. From bikes and trains to video games. It was the biggest toy store.
This is well done.
Very nice.
I don't want to grow up. Because if I did, I wouldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
This is like a WB show opening, like a Riverdale opening.
My mom has a perfect pitch and is very musically oriented. I called her and played this for her last night. She had to put the phone down. She was laughing so hard. That is so brilliant.
Perfectly done. It's great timing.
American Idol last night. I am really into it this year.
It's different.
It's got a different feel.
Good.
Wow. Yeah, and that surprises me that both of you are watching that.
They're underusing Ryan.
Ryan's barely
on it.
Well, because he's barely there. I feel like they fly him in and cut like all the shots they think they're going to need. And
What is making it compelling?
I love Lionel Richie. He is so musically smart and business oriented, and Katy Perry's a joy to watch. And then there's Luke Bryan, who doesn't know where he is. Okay.
So you're liking the talent then?
Yeah.
I got chill bumps.
I just sounded like Fargo.
So you're liking the talent then, huh?
Yeah, yesterday I put it in, I did the double click. I'm doing the season pass. I'm into it this year.
And Lionel Richie, as far as an artist, you remember the hits, but then when you see him in his state of life now, residency in Vegas, but he's lucid and he knows the business and he has like all this insight that you never would ever think about.
Last night he talked about producing Kenny Rogers and saying, you know, he sings flat. And it was just like, what? That's so cool. When he produced Lady, he said they had to retake it because he sang flat.
Wow, that's cool. All right. Yeah. I might check it out.
But anyway, they're still sprinkling in the occasional artist that doesn't do so well. Last night, this girl was a knockout. I was praying she'd make the final 10 just to stare at her. Her name is Adriana Bolton. And she does not make it to Hollywood.
Your style of music. I mean, what do you listen to? What inspired you? Tell me.
I would say my biggest icon is definitely Mariah Carey.
And so I taught myself whistle tones and things.
Whistle tones.
Now, what is whistle tone?
What are whistle tones?
It's the tone. It's the Mariah tone.
Show them, Katie.
I can't do a whistle tone.
What?
Wow.
And what was great is when she did the whistle tone, they showed like a dog lifting up its head and a glass breaking. It was great. The show retains its sense of humor. And also they had, speaking of dogs, they had a dog that came in for an audition and number one and number two'd everywhere. But what was great is every time they can't show that. So they had little American Idol logos on all the refuse.
That's and so funny.
Little American Idol logos for the dripping. Watched it three times. It was great. Been a while since we've had a good baby laugh, Mike. I know you love them. This is a baby that laughs when the mother puts the pacifier in the mother's mouth.
What's his tummy? What's his tummy?
Well, that's amazing.
I'm sorry, that's not a baby, that's Rob Ford. I had mislabeled.
Come on. At Vinny's Oil House.
So let's close with this. Mike, you are a great vocal mimic. Everyone knows that. But you don't do a lot of inanimate objects when you do impressions. No. And this guy from,
I leave that for that Police Academy guy.
Yeah, Michael Winslow. this guy in Perth, Australia, we have his video on our Facebook page. Take a look at it. Really a good looking man. But what he does, just by with his mouth, no special effects or anything, does a police siren. This doesn't even sound human.
Hello, everybody. I've been working on a police siren for the last, I don't know, 5 years, and I've been working on it every day since. And I've gotten better. And here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Fascinating to watch. I suggest you take a peek.
Oh my God.
Pretty cool. That was the siren outside. Siren last heard outside of Vinny's essential oils.
That's right.
Rob Ford.
That's your magic audio vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Tuesday.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode. Be sure to get our TMOS app and unlock the Mike O'Mara Show 24 hours a day. Send your messages for our Tuesday mailbag. Good one today. Rob with an extra B at MikeO'MaraShow.com. All regular mail, TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Big March coming up on March 24th. Please remember that every day, Americans are killed by guns. Visit every town for gun safety to find out how we can end gun violence in America. For Rob Spiewagon, Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.